Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and it's been 2 weeks, and as you can see, and like I warned you in the last episode, I was going to change the topic. So I've had a lot of things go on in the last 2 weeks. I have found out an old coworker of mine died on Friday. She had cancer, and we hadn't talked in a while, and I found out on Craigslist yesterday. I've had a couple of clients, you know, up and down with working for yourself. And last Saturday motivated this episode. I'll go into everything else later on if I have the time, and I might, because, you know, another 30-minute episode. Duh. So, anyway, client, his name was Bill, or maybe that was the name he just put down in the email. I deleted his email. But basically, I set an ad on Craigslist, whatever. But it reinforced something I learned in the department when I worked for DHEC, which, for those who don't know, is the Department of Health and Environmental Control in South Carolina. I worked there for almost 3 years because I did 5 months as a temp. I apologize. Okay, 5 months as a temp and like 2.5 full time. Got certified in customer service, which I think I mentioned in earlier episodes, and I learned about snowflakes. Yes, there are snowflakes in nature, and they're very, very pretty, and I like snow. I'm a winter baby. What do you expect? But I'm talking about snowflakes like people, like the people that the older generation, like baby boomers, like to call my generation. I'm a late millennial. They call us snowflakes. It's like, oh, well, you guys think you're special like snowflakes. And that's where this episode came from. So anyway, going back to it, I placed an ad to get customers, and I do have some other customers, and some are cool. I made it very clear, send your phone number. And the guy's like, no, why? I mean, I want this, and I want that, and I want. It sounds like almost like Marsha from the Brady Bunch. And I'm like, what? No. And I think it's very rude because I put it in bold. Please send your phone number. Not very hard. It's a way for me to detect spam. Send your phone number. Nothing hard about that. Why are the 20 people completely disregarding it? And I finally just snapped at Bill. And I was like, you blatantly disregarded what I wrote. It's simple. Well, I didn't think, and I want, like, you know, one of my friends who's a business owner who has her own business. And I was, but this effing snowflake. And because this is G-rated, I have to edit what I say, and because it makes it hard for non-listeners. So I'm like, this effing snowflake. So much like Alanis Morissette when she got dumped and she wrote, you ought to know, I have wrote my poem. It's in another rough draft, and I did a first revision to another one of my friends over the phone, and I got some snaps. Yes, 2 snaps. Well, a couple of snaps, because she also does work with clients. She's the insane makeup artist, and we were discussing it. I mean, I didn't give any identifying details about the snowflake, but I was like, this snowflake makes me want to write a poem. And for me, I'm not the best writer, so for me to be angry enough to write a poem, yes, a spoken word poem, that means I'm really, really upset. So anyway, here is my second, and I have my notebook. Yes, I got out the notebook. I have a lot of notebooks and pens. I used to be a writer. I wanted to do print journalism. So, yes, I got my notebook out. One of them. Anyway, so effing, and I know I'm getting that attitude. But anyway, effing snowflake, how annoying are you to disregard the rules and think they don't apply to you, to believe that you are special and above the rules, to ask and believe that the world owes you anything is a special trait indeed. To ignore and disrespect those that cared enough to write it and believe you are worth the exception. Oh, effing snowflake, you just aren't, because only you care about you. I don't care. At the end of the day, you are a snowflake. A effing snowflake who will melt in the sun. Thank you. Yes, I know it's rough, and I'll probably redo it again, and, you know, version 3.0. But anyway, I felt like writing my snowflake because there are a lot of snowflakes in the world. I know you followed, and I'm a fan. Dr. Seuss is my favorite philosopher, and it's not just because he's a Pisces, but, you know, us Pisces are great. We're crazy, but we're great, and people like us sometimes. I mean, you know, BTK was a Pisces. Some Pisces you don't really like BTK and Osama bin Laden. But anyway, Dr. Seuss is a Pisces I like, because I am one. And he was like, you are you, that's truer than true. There's no one else more you are than you. And I had a friend in college who was like, well, I meet, and it's like, really, that's annoying. I don't care. You are you, that's truer than true. There's no one else more you. But that doesn't mean I don't care. In How to Win Friends and Influence People, the author made a point. He was like, people have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. So because everybody has their own preconceived bias and prejudice, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I care enough to write it. Everybody has it. They're preconceived, and I totally agree. But because everybody has them, your preconceived bias are not mine. And to feel like you are the special snowflake because they're yours, that's your problem. They're not my problem. And it sounds very callous, but after dealing with that snowflake, that effing snowflake, I'm in some kind of feelings. So, yes, like, you're special. Okay, yeah, but that doesn't mean you just blatantly that's just rude. And yes, you are being special because I'm pointing it out. Oh, my feelings, you're so mean. No, you're just rude. You deserve to be called out. There are repercussions to your actions. I would say, because I did go bags when I worked in Vital Records, 18% of them were just disregarding the rules. Send your ID. There's a list of acceptable IDs on the back of the application. Sign the application. Well, you're mean for sending it back, and why don't you do this? It's on the application. 9 times out of 10, it would be on the application. There were older applications. Like, if you had an old application, I get it, because it wasn't on the application. But if you had a newer, it's on the back of the application, a list of it. It's on the website. What you think, because, and yeah, maybe I sound like an angry state, but you have tried dealing with people like that for a couple of years, you sometimes get up in your feelings. And then when you work for yourself, you have those snowflakes who feel like, and it's an entitlement. That's what being a snowflake comes out to. I'm entitled to do what I want because I'm me. Well, why don't you acknowledge my meanness? That's not, and it's not just the millennial thing. Baby boomers, Dr. Spock. I'm sorry, but going back to my last episode, what credibility? Just because he was a doctor, he didn't apply that stuff until after he got married with a stepkid. And I'm pretty sure he realized, you know what, my ideas were crap. You had a teenage daughter. You weren't there to live out your Dr. Spock baby book stuff with an actual baby. You were in a controlled environment. So what credibility did you have? Because you didn't live it. It created my parents' generation. And maybe it was different for black baby, and I'm black, so that's why I'm concerned. Maybe it was different for black baby boomers because, you know, the whole civil rights thing, you know, well, if I go to church, it might get bombed or I might be denied human rights, you know, that kind of stuff may have made it, or if you were in any other minority group like migrant workers from Mexico, because maybe you didn't have that level of entitlement because you had more of a practical, or even if you are lower class white, you may not have had that entitled Dr. Spockism. Because let's face it, the man that created this. And then my parents had my generation. You created this entitlement. You are not special. In the words of Prince, B, you are not special. You must think you're special. It's cruel, it's callous, but sometimes you got to realize, there are rules for a reason. If you want to break them, fine. But don't expect me to coddle you because you're special, because you broke the rules. There are consequences. Even in Think and Grow Rich, there was a quote about not expecting anything for nothing. You put it out there, You know, it goes against the laws of the universe to expect something for nothing. Pretty much that was the summary of it. I still haven't finished that book, but I remember basically the gist of that quote. I know I had that book 2 years and I still haven't finished it. And it's not because I'm slow. It's just that book reminds me of a textbook. But anyway, you can't expect it and feel like you're special. And then there's the whole, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes that effort gets replaced. This wheel is too annoying. I don't feel like condoning this crap, because that's what it is. The snowflake crap gets condoned, and crap is not a major four-letter word. And then people get sick of it and throw it away. There have been plenty of perfectly good, it's like, you know what, this isn't worth it. And it's just the same thing with snowflakes. They finally found use when they're gone, when the snowflake melts. Which is just like what I put. It finally finds a use. I mean, even with coal, people get mad about, you know, putting coal, you know, bad kids get coal for Christmas. At least coal has a function that'll keep you warm. What function does snow have? In its form, it has to melt. And it takes a while for it to melt. Like, really, if you've ever been around snow, it takes a couple of days. It doesn't take a couple of days for coal to be useful. You can burn it for heat, or you can pressurize it and turn it into diamonds. And as a female, I really like diamonds. I haven't created my engagement ring. And then as a Pisces female, you know, Elizabeth Taylor is like my jewelry mentor. I mean, blinged out. Another Pisces. You know, we have this thing about jewelry and crazy. You know, you get jewelry for being crazy. And maybe she did the snowflake thing. I don't, je ne sais. But, and this is my co-host in the background whining. He had his bath. You'll be fine. I still think my co-host should be president. But we live in a society that condones the snowflakes. And like my friend told me to basically, because her and I would discuss it, not every client is worth having. Don't even condone the snowflakes. Let the snowflakes melt. Leave them. Because I tried to argue with it, and I apologize to myself for wasting my time, even though my apologies change absolutely nothing, but I do owe myself an apology for wasting my time on the snowflake. I should have just let him melt, because he's proven to be a difficult client, and just reinforced the idea that not every client's worth having, because if you have a client who's blatantly going to disregard rules, that shows you what kind of, this is the honeymoon phase. This is the introduction to the date. This client has blatantly disregarded the date rules. Why am I going to go on another date with him? I need to put my co-host. Yeah, sorry for my co-host. But, yes, this co-host.
It went out there.
Oh. So, yes, this co-host has, but that rule, I mean, he just blatantly disregarded. That was rude. I took the time to write it out, just like whoever wrote the applications were, they took the time to give a list. They took the time to update it. You think you're special? So why should you go ahead against 90 people? Just like that, if you ever watched Dead Like Me, when Rube, one of the main characters, was in line at the post office because, like, you know, and I get it because my mom was a postal employee before she had her breakdown. You have a lot of mail, but frankly, 70 years to deliver a letter that got lost. Anyway, so this woman decided to be a snowflake. La-da-da-da-da. Wanted to break in line. It's like, well, my kids are in the car. And Rube, I guess if you've been dead for a while and you come back and you see humanity doesn't change, he's like, well, she has this issue. She has this issue. Don't think you're special. Go to the back of the line. Definitely check out that episode. And it's like, that's the snowflake. But because of their preconceived no. I don't want that. Why am I having, because your actions have consequences, snowflake. Other people have problems. You're not the only person with problems. Why should other people care about your problems? They're not their problems. There were rules. So why should you be condoned and rewarded? Oh, you special little snowflake. You deserve to be. No. You special little snowflake. Learn the rules and get out of the way for the people who do. It sounds very callous. But as a government employee, you have a couple of years of the snow. You get an attitude. And you can respect the non-snowflakes more than the snowflakes, because the non-snowflakes understand there are rules. And it's not blindly following rules. Like, some rules are meant to be broken. Segregation, and, you know, denying people basic human rights. But snowflakes want the superficial stuff. Let me ignore, let me break in line, let me disregard something that doesn't really benefit anybody else but me, because I want, because I'm special, and because I still act like a five-year-old. No. The segregation thing, you know what, denying people, going back to the petty thing, you know, petty's not pretty. I don't think gay or denying, like, gay marriage, you know, people who are against gay, they want to get married, fine. You know, I think marriage is like a mob with paperwork. I'm not against it, but, you know, there's a level of loyalty. If Lily and Sharon want to get, let them get married. The only way that's affecting me is I've got to figure out what to put on the gift, and that's only if I get invited to the wedding. And I don't really know a lot of lesbians, so I'm probably not going to be invited to the wedding, so it's really not going to affect me. They want their right. Okay, fine. I'm not saying deny. No. But I am saying deny the snowflakes. Let the snowflakes melt. You're not special snowflakes. They're annoying. And they're special. But not even in the good special. Not even in, at least, you know, mentally challenged. They at least have an excuse. But the snowflakes, they're convinced they're not meant. No, you're more. No, the snowflakes are more mentally messed up because they have a borderline. They have an extreme narcissism that feels like the world revolves around them, and the world doesn't owe. The world owes you whatever you put into it, like the Karma Cafe. Welcome to the Karma Cafe. You might not get what you want, but you're going to get what you deserve. And frankly, the snowflakes deserve to be melted. So, I have almost 13 minutes left. I've been working on soap making, which has been going well. My skills have improved. If you would like to see, if any of my listeners would like to see some of my work, it is on Facebook at Body Products R Us, or you can email me at icaga2004@gmail.com or iaga2005@aol.com. So, yeah, and I actually enjoy soap making. It's not bad. It's actually sort of relaxing right now. I'm not in the, like, soaps that take 6 months to a year or 4 weeks, but I'm at the parts that I like. I found my niche when it comes to body products because, let's face it, I spent a lot of money in the past on body products. Like, you know, having 6 boxes of Bath and Body Works stuff because you bought it, not because you, like, had to hook up and knew somebody, but no, because you put cash down and now you have, like, moving boxes of stuff even after you give it away to your friends. That's what I experienced. And I met a massage therapist. He wanted advice on oils for ethnic skin. And I got into making that and blah, blah, blah. So now I'm making body products. I do want to get certified by the Soap Making Guild. And along with doing the show, do body products because I like body products. And with the coworker that I hadn't talked to her in years, and it's not just because of my phone issues, but when I left DHEC, I sort of didn't really talk. I had her number, but I really didn't call her. And I found out from other coworkers when I was in Houston that she was sick, and I should have, it's sort of like the shoulda, woulda, coulda, blank. I just didn't think about it. I did send her a Facebook request. I never got a response, and I was like, oh, okay. And finding out somebody you care about, because I did care about her. She was good people. God, that's hard. And rationally, I understand the concept of death. It keeps everything in checks and balances, but it doesn't make it easier. It's like when my friend's son died, it was a random when he got hit and he died. He was 10 and Carla was old. It doesn't matter when you see somebody as genuinely a good person. And she had cancer, came back, and she died. And she's out of pain, but it still sucks because she, and it's a selfish thing to say you want to keep somebody around and that if they are in pain. That's a very selfish thing, but people, going back to what I said, people are selfish. All animals are selfish. Everything, to an extent, is selfish. And love is a crazy selfish act. You don't want to lose somebody you care for. And it's very hard. And it's very sad because you're losing a part of your heart. And memories fade, memories change, especially because I dealt, not just like because I've been in therapy, but because my mom, you know, memories change, they fade. You did dementia, you could, they will fade, but that feeling will always be there. There was a quote from Eddie Murphy about Reagan. When Reagan had Alzheimer's, he was looking at a fishbowl, and there was a house, and it was a white house. And he was like, this house means something to me, but I don't know what it is. And it's like, you were president for 8 years. You lived in the White House, not the cute little White House on the corner, but the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it's like, he didn't have any memories of it. There were no memories. It was gone. There's that feeling of this means, but I don't know what it is. And that's because the memories are gone. There was a thing in meditation, the past doesn't exist. And it sounds callous. That moment is a memory. It's something that can change or be influenced by feel, especially intense feelings. Why do you think it might be part of the reason why witness IDs, witness identification to a crime isn't reliable? Because it's based off of feelings. If I feel trauma, it's going to be somewhere in my brain, but I'm going to block it out to defend myself. It happens, you know, and cancer sucks. Sperm banks, mom had cancer. But when she got cancer, she was in her 80s, and we weren't really close. According to my mom, she didn't even think I was sperm banks, and considering he wasn't around, I was like, well, maybe he felt the same way, but at least he paid child support. Anyway, she was like 87 when she died, and I feel like this. If I get cancer in my 80s, I wouldn't care. It's not a very callous thing to say, but really, as a black female, I don't have that. With all the stress and aggravation, yeah, I know it's messed up to play the race card, but you can look at the CDC. If I make it to like 80s, it's a good thing. It's an anomaly. So yeah, okay, in that case, I am a snowflake because I'm rare. And not just because of narcissism, but genuine facts. So anyway, if I got it in my 80s, I'm like, and I even discussed this with Sarah, good mom, and she was sort of shocked about it. I wouldn't care if I got it. I'm not going to fight with radiation. It's like I served my purpose. I've lived by 80s. I would have lived a decent life. I would have, if I weren't married by 80, pretty much not getting married. Maybe been married, traveled, had kids, maybe popped out a grandkid. Maybe my kid popped out a grandkid. I don't plan on having kids till I'm 83. I meant till 53, and has led to some discourse of, but another topic, another day. So had a kid, maybe got married, created a multi-billion-dollar company. Yeah, I want to have a multi-billion-dollar company. That's because of Cajun King. We're only my 30th. Yeah, I'm petty. Like, yeah, see, I know how to use my petty. My petty is motivating me to want to have a multi-billion-dollar company. Between excuses for my birthday when it's on the 1st, and I don't understand how somebody can forget your birthday on the 1st, and what Cajun King did for my 30th, yeah, I want a multi-billion-dollar company. I want to create and successfully run that. So let's see. By the time I'm in my 80s, successfully ran and created a multi-billion-dollar company, possibly got married, had kids, traveled, got my own dog again that my mom didn't give away. Yeah, therapy. Got myself in order, so, okay. What's next? You know, 80-something, like, whatever. By then, marijuana will have been legal, so it's like, whatever. It's not callous, but what will be left to do? By the time, what, besides fading into the twilight, what is left at 80? No. Or in her case, because it's something with my grandma's having this thing about dying at 87. Like, it's like the 27 club, but plus 60 years. 87 is like, okay, whatever. My mom, she did not join the 87 club, as you can see. She did the flight out at 51. A couple of, like, a few weeks before her 52nd, blah, 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 52nd birthday, she flew out. She did not die in a plane crash, because I made the reference. Her heart stopped. She had dementia for years. She had a breakdown when I was 6, got institutionalized when I was 8. And when I was late teens, because she died when I was 22. So a few years before that, she developed dementia. I don't know if it was a trauma finding her friend in a pool of blood or what, but she went to the happy. Yeah. So I know you guys did not want to hear that. And this subject has had a lot of stuff encompassing. I still think my co-host would be a better president than some of the people running for president. And I know some are like, well, it's a two-party. I still don't agree with it being a two-party. Whoever my listeners are, make an informed decision. Try to vote. I need to work on my own hypocrisy. I do have my voter's registration card. I do get some IDs and stuff, change my ID. But this is a right. And look at it like this. You get to be his boss for 4 years, and then you don't have to elect him. Him or her. You get to choose your boss. You know, he's an employee. Frankly, I would not want to be president. It's like, I don't not want to deal with having 300 and something million or 100 million over 18 people being my boss. No, 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 no. I'm not paid that much. And that's you get 400,000. Upper middle class, or maybe upper class, but the stress of it. I mean, look at Obama. He had black hair when he came in, and now he's like needing a bottle of Clairol number 500 or whatever to fix it. And he's going to have to take a long break, and it's not just because he has teenage girls. Look at every president before they got in, after they got in. I'm just saying, the ones who lived. I wouldn't want to be president. I might want to be the president, the first ex-wife, just to walk in, you know, get on your ex. Because that is being the most powerful woman in the world, is the first ex, especially if you have kids with that person. Oh, yeah. Mutual disdain. Because Sarah, you know, she told me some advice about if you ever have a kid, that person always has your heart. And then as a female, you're sort of kind of petty. Well, she didn't call me petty, but it's like, you really want your ex-wife walking into the, as a male, would you want your ex-wife walking into the White House, cussing you out, and then like moseying on? Yeah. That's what you do, isn't it? Yeah. And I got my 92nd mark. I hope you liked my poem. Thank you for listening. That was my second revision. No, that was my third revision because I had it written down and then I changed it again at the last moment. But it was my spoken word. Do not be a snowflake for no reason. You're not. In your mind, you are convinced of your greatness. Follow through on. And follow. Sometimes the rules are created for a reason. Because, let's face it, and I got the 62nd. But yes, you are. Do not be an effing snowflake who annoys people, because let's face it, it's really no. And if you're too much of an effing snowflake, those Starbucks treats or those, you know, restaurant function, bodily functions, that's all I've got to say about the effing snowflake. And that's just passive aggressive, but you know. Anyway, this is Rambles. I'll have an episode. Few weeks, same place, same time, hopefully, you know, same time. I don't know the topic, just like last time I said it was going to be about Annie Oakley's quote from Oklahoma. We see how that worked out. Have a good Sunday, and I will talk to you in a few weeks. Okay, bye.